المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. وقال تعالى: فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون. وقال تعالى: وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراءون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة، فإن صلحت صلحت سائر عمله، وإن فسدت فسدت سائر عمله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Continuing, کیونکہ شریعت حق کا میزان رضا الہی ہے. That شریعت is a scale for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very important point, that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can only be attained by following the شریعت. مختصر یہ کہ نسبت کا مطلب دوام ذکر اور دوام اطاعت ہے. So another way of explaining this concept of nisbat is dawam-e-dhikr, to be in perpetual remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or dawam-e-itaat, and perpetual obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very important, that when you make dhikr, as mentioned in the Quran Kareem, that what is matlood is dhikran kathira, to make abundance of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whereas those that make little dhikr are referred to in the Quran Kareem in the sifat of the munafiqs. لا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. They make little dhikr of Allah. When Allah mentions the sifat, the qualities of the munafiq, Allah mentions they make very little dhikr of Allah. So we should see in what category we fall. How much dhikr of Allah do we make daily? Whether we fall in the category of munafiqs that make very little dhikr, where what is matloob and required is that we make dhikr in abundance. اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you can attain success. And the success in Jalalain, the explanation of the word تُفْلِحُونَ is تَفُوزُونَ, so that you may be successful. And remember the word فَلَا. Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullah alayhi has also mentioned that the word fala is one of the most comprehensive words in the Arabic language. That, and Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, in the Shara of Muslim Sharif, when discussing the word fala, says that fala is such a Arabic word that there are two words he mentioned. One is the word an-nasiha, advice, and the other is the word fala. There are two such Arabic words that there is no other Arabic word that would be a synonym for it either, that will be able to fully comprehend and explain the word fala. So when a person makes zikr continuously, Allah Ta'ala will give him fala. And what is this fala? Tafuzun fi dunya wal akhirah. He will be successful in dunya and akhirat. So this zikr will not only benefit him in terms of akhirat, it will benefit him immediately in terms of dunya also. His dunya will be made on the basis of his zikr. He will get haya, he will get life, a life of enjoyment. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهِ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهِ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example, the parable of the person that makes the zikr of Allah and the one that does not make the zikr of Allah is like the person that is alive and the one that is dead. Hazrat says, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayh, that this hayat, he will start finding enjoyment in life. Every aspect of life will become enjoyable when you make zikr on the basis of hadith. And there is so many benefits of zikr that we cannot even elucidate and mention this. Like once I mentioned earlier, the Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, towards the end of his life, when he made asfar, he made safar throughout the, everywhere to establish the halqa of zikr. That's why, for the reason that he came to South Africa also, to stand up, to establish the halqa of dhikr. At the same time, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, when letters were written to him regarding all different form of problems, situation, whether it was physical, whether it was spiritual, whether it was monetary. The one and one solution he used to give, that make abundance of zikr. Make abundance of zikr. Now you can understand that a person that makes zikr will get falah in dunya and akhirat. On the basis of zikr, he will get hayat, he will get life, he will get an enjoyable life. The tension, everything will be removed because of it. In fact, Mawlana Ash-Shafi'i Thani rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that if for zikr there was no other benefit, other than the one benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, though, that if you remember me, I will remember you. In the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says that when you remember me, I will remember you. He says this is sufficient as a benefit for a person to make zikr. There is nothing, in fact, there is no other benefit of zikr that is superior than this. And our mashayikh understood that. On one occasion, Tabi Gulani rahmatullahi alayhi, he told his khadim, he told his person that was serving him, that I know exactly when Allah Ta'ala is thinking about me. The servant said, how? Is it possible? He says, because it's, Dalil is Quran Kareem, that when you make, Allah Ta'ala says, that remember me and I will remember you. So I am remembering Allah, so I know Allah Ta'ala is remembering me. So this is the greatest benefit a person can receive through dhikr. For example, Hazrat Ubayd bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala, and Ubayd bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him and said that I have been instructed by Allah to read Quran Kareem to you. Hazrat Ubayd bin Ka'b was shocked. He said, did Allah take my name? He said, yes. Sammani, did he take my name? And he said, yes. He has taken your name. Immediately Hazrat Ubayd bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu started crying. There could be different reasons why he cried. One is out of total enjoyment of this great ni'mat. One is out of hope that my manzil is so high, will I live my life accordingly? So whatever the reason, he cried. So this was Allah Ta'ala taking the name of Ubayd bin Ka'b. Immediately he started crying. We also had the same opportunity. We also had the same opportunity. Every day, that if we make a zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah makes our zikr. Allah mentions our name to the malaika. And one other point, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi has written that the zikr of insan is far superior than the zikr of the malaika. Because they have no other activity, they have no job, they have no work, they have no fikr, they have nothing. They are instructed, it is inherent in them, that obedience. There is not a choice regarding that obedience, and they have to carry out that obedience. Whereas insan, Allah Ta'ala has given him choice. Allah Ta'ala has engaged him in different activities. There are different needs at every moment of his life. And for him to pull himself out of that and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far superior than the dhikr made. Hazrat mentions regarding the dhikr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Hakim Sahib mentions, that Allah's zat is such where there is no fasla, there is no separation between the ism of Allah, the name of Allah, and the musamma, the being of Allah. Now to understand that, one is a person, you got natural inclination towards your wife. Some of your wife might be overseas. So you mention her name here, but mentioning her name does not necessarily mean she's going to be here. Shame, you just mention your name out of love, and yearning is growing, eagerness is growing, but she is not present. Allah's zat is the only zat where there is no fasla, separation between the ism and the musamma. Therefore, we can understand what Abdul Ghani Pulpuri, Hazrat Mawla Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned the zikr zakir ko maskur tak pahuncha deta hai. The zikr takes a zakir to the maskur. Because there is no fasla, there is no separation. You say the word Allah, Allah is there. Now if you say your beloved Fatima, she's not here. You can carry on saying the zikr till how long, till your mouth gets dry and the cows come home. She's not even aware you're making a zikr. So this is the beauty of the zikr of Allah, and this is something that we should really ponder about. That Mawlana Ash-Shafi'i Thani rahmatullahi alayhi has written that if there was no other benefit, no other fazilat for zikr, other than the fazilah that Allah is remembering you, it is sufficient.
And this is what more does a person want? That my Allah, my Khalid is remembering me. And this is sufficient for a person, and as it says, this is sufficient not only as a benefit, but for a person to make continuous zikr. Because he wants to be in the remembrance of his Allah continuously. Dawam e zikr, dawam e zikr. Mukhtasar ye ke nisbat. So what is this nisbat? Matlab dawam e zikr, continuous zikr, or dawam e itaat, and continuous obedience of Allah. Obviously, when you Allah zikr, and you remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we mentioned also that when there is Muhammad, there is itaat. Itaat is a lazim natija outcome, a compulsory outcome of Muhammad. So in the same way, when a person has Muhammad, he will make zikr. Man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikrahu. Whoever loves a thing, he will make abundance mention of it. He makes abundance mention of it, itaat is automatic. Because there is no separation between itaat and muhabbat. You can't have muhabbat without itaat. So Allah Ta'ala zikr all the time. And this is when you know you've got nisbat. And this is a like a control over yourself. And that even if you don't want to remember Allah, it will not be possible. Therefore, is it right? So when a person goes into the toilet, that such a kayfiyat and condition should overcome him, as the Rakim Sahib mentions, that he is always perpetual in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what my Allah ta'ala requires of me. Therefore, Hazrat writes, one of the benefits of reading ghufranak when exiting the toilet is, oh Allah, I could not make your dhikr there. Because you are so much in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are so much in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is just natural that the dhikr continues. And there is tremendous benefit. If you just start with the benefit of dhikr in the Quran Kareem itself, that one is Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. If you just look at this benefit, that you get itminan qalb. And only in itaad is itminan qalb. Only in itminan, only in itaad is itminan qalb. To understand it, Hazrat Mawlana Shafi Thani rahmatullah alayhi has explained that, for example, there is a takaza in a sin, and you think via the sin you'll get itminat. As I say, the example of that is like washing your trousers with urine. It will only increase the nataki. In the same way, by fulfilling your desire, your shahawat, what sin, you will never get itminat. Even if it is itminan, that is arzi itminan, it will be a timing itminan, which will get duri from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will distance you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will put you now again in parishani. So it will be only temporary in any case, and it cannot, and Hazrat gives an example to explain this, that whatever the mizaj, whatever the temperament of the head office is, Will the branches be the same? So the head office is Jahannam. But sin takes you towards Jahannam. Wujibat al-nar bi shahawat, wujibat al-jannah bil makari. That when you carry on with your shahawat, you will be into Jahannam, and you go against your shahawat, you will be into Jannah. So this is the mizaj of Jahannam is fire bechaini. Nobody can find chain in Jahannam. So its branches are the sins. Similarly, in the sins you cannot find sukun. And the mizaj of Jahannam is always to have more. Hal min mazid, hal min mazid, hal min mazid. So the mizaj of sin will also be hal min mazid. Mawlana Shafi Thani rahmatullah alayhi gives an example to explain this point. He says, if a person had the opportunity of seeing every beautiful woman in the world, every beautiful woman, he made Bazuri work. And he is told that there is only one woman that is absolutely pretty that he did not see. Well, all the sin that he had made, giving some itminan, okay fine, I'm alright. I've seen 9,999 beautiful women, I don't have to see the one. No. He said the mizaj of the sin will be such that he will want to see that one, and he will be bechel till he does not see. And after he sees also he will be bechel. So in sin there is no lazzah. In sin there is no itminan. In dhikr, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Because dhikr is also a branch of jannah. Dhikr is a branch of jannah. And the mizaj of jannah and the temperament of jannah is coolness, tranquility and peace. So when you engage in that, Allah takes you towards jannah, you will immediately experience tranquility and peace. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. And like I mentioned yesterday, that many times we do a thing for 1-2 days. For those that have got shahwat of getting married a woman, but they haven't got the means, so the recommendation is they fast. But now you fast for 1-2 days and say, I said my shahwat is increased. It doesn't work like that. Even in the way of dhikr, dhikram katira, abundance, and ashikana, with love, and continuity. Continuity. Abundance, ashikana, with love, and continuity. Even this love, dhikr, is essential, it is essential to give you tarakki. In fact, in the hadith, sadaqa al-mufarridun. The mufarridun has taken all the stages and they have gone far ahead. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi in Fazail-e Aman has made the tarjuma of mufarridun, those that made the dhikr of Allah with love. So as the Hakim said, Nawar Allahu marqadahu. Says when I read the tarjuma, a thought came into my mind that the mufarridun, because even when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba as to what is the definition of mufarridun, they said those that go ahead and are always front in doing things. So where did Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi get this tarjuma? So one Hazrat said, I thought about it. First there was ishkal, there was an objection in my mind, a question in my mind. More than an objection. Then I thought, Man ahabba shayyan akthara dhikrahu. Whoever loves a thing, he mentions a lot of it. So because you've got, you'll only make dhikr because you've got love. You only make dhikr because you've got love. So then the tarjuma of making dhikr with love for mufarridun will be correct in that case. But he says, nevertheless, I am going to search few places in the tashri' of this hadith. And I found that in the tashri, Mullah Al-Qari rahmatullah alayhi also, and one other place, I have found that the word mufarridun has been translated as istalzazu, that they take lazzat in their dhikr. And in another place, lahiju, lahija samia yasmau, that means to be in a trance, to be in a state of ecstasy, to be in a state of total enjoyment. And that was the tarjuma made of the word mufarridun. So he says, then I realized that the tarjuma that Shaykh Rahmatullah made was totally correct. That in dhikr, not only dhikr, but dhikr with enjoyment, with love. Now you can sit next to your wife and say, Fatima, Fatima, Fatima. She also says, this guy is bored. He's got some life in him. He's got no romance in any part of his body. Now you say, Fatima, now she, definitely, oh, you can, she can actually see your expression in your face, etc. Therefore, if a person, Hazrat says, Hazrat Hakim Sahib mentions, that if a person makes dhikr for a short period of time, but with love, it will take him far beyond that dhikr, which a person makes abundance of total ghaflat without love. So it's not a matter of numbers, but it's expression of love. Therefore, one of the muraqabas, Hazrat says, when you make dhikr of the word Allah, with this sentiment, with this thought, oh Allah, I love you. Oh, now you're going to say, Allah, I love you. Allah, no. Even your, one is the kayfiyat inside of love, and the expression of love, and the utterance with love. That all has to be there to show a full picture of love. So, one of the, and then as I say, at times when you make the word, the dhikr of the word Allah, say, I need you Allah. I want you Allah. I require you Allah. I cannot do without you Allah. That is something else I cannot do without you. Tell your wife I cannot do it. Oh, you my man. That is the husband I wanted. That can't do without me. That is the ill of a woman if you tell her I cannot do without you. Now imagine, that is insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this sentiment you can't attain Allah. And truly, genuinely we cannot do without Allah. One is your wife because you want something in return. you want some savories today that you are looking for, or the way your mother used to make, so therefore you tell her all those things because you want some matlab. You got some matlab because you need something from the wife. So you tell her, I cannot do without you. Yeah, but Allah, that is the truth. We cannot survive a second without Allah. It is the genuine. So saying the word Allah with that sentiment. And the poetry, one of the reasons for the poetry why we are making zikr is so that we make zikr with love. But what the poetry? Allah, Allah, eche shirin asnaam, shir wa shakkar meesha wa janam tamam. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiko ka meena aur jaan hai. What the feeling that what a beautiful name. And say for that and then see, it's sufficient for your Islam. Sufficient for Islam. And as I mentioned, three things that is required for a person's Islam to be put into fast motion. One is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is muraqabah daily. And third, a qawi and strong taluk of the shaykh. Three things that is required. In that is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should all reflect how much zikr do we genuinely make. And one, we mentioned this last week also, inshallah we'll repeat this again. That especially for the ulama ikram, etc. Have the halqa of zikr. That will look after your zikr. And inshallah in that you will grow. You will start growing. And you will see that the natija will come after some time. But continue with it, continue with it, continue with it. You carry on knocking on the door, the person will open. And as the Hakim Sahib explained, when Allah opens, He doesn't open the door slowly, like how you open to check. Is it prakos? Is somebody coming to steal? We will look slowly, unfortunately, to see how the person. Allah, when you open the door, Allah opens it one time. Then Allah Ta'ala will pull you through. So you carry on knocking, carry on knocking. The zikr is knocking at the door of Allah, knocking at the door of Allah, knocking at the door of Allah. And I cannot do without it. Honestly, this feeling that should be in a person, like how I cannot, more than I cannot do without my food for my nourishment of my physical self, I cannot do without zikr for the nourishment of my spiritual self. If that is your thought, then you can't learn much zikr. You don't just miss your breakfast haphazardly. You don't miss your medication, your sugar pills for the morning, your high blood medication. You know exactly when you don't miss, you must have your high blood medication, you got arthritis problems, you don't have it now, say any time. The whole day you are struggling, your body is not moving, etc. More, how you feel numb, because of not taking your arthritis medication, you should feel numb and not making the zikr of Allah. You should feel numb without making the zikr of Allah. So Allah, inshallah, we all make azam, inshallah. Now not a day must pass without making the zikr of Allah. And make majalis of zikr according to the sharai that is required for those majalis, and see that it's confined within the laws of shariat and make zikr that way. So this is very, very important in this path. Mukhtasar ye ki nizbat ka matlab dawa mein zikr aur dawa mein taat. And in dawa mein zikr also, all the relevant du'as of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he has taught. That also we should check. We should make muraqabah of it. Are we genuinely making du'as or not? Or are we under the impression that we are reading du'as? Now if we have to drive here, even though it's a short distance, as it says, when it's a long distance, then we read Salat-e-Safar, then we make du'a with ihtimam, and we ask all the children to make du'a in the car. But now if you're going to the shop also, if you're going to the cafe also, you're going to the masjid also, what is the same car that gets that got such power in its engine, 1 minute of negligence, and you could lose your life. Not only you could lose your life, so many other people can lose their lives. So you require Allah every moment, every second. If you think you're in control, then you won't make dua. Who's in control? Allah is in control or we in control? If Allah is in control, then we'll make dua. If we in control, then we don't have to make dua. So then you came. Then I cannot do. I cannot do. I need to read the dua. I left the house. So many things could possibly happen and leave in the house. Did I read the dua? I left the house this morning. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's such need. All the time for Allah. Walking up, elevating, descending. Today we walk close. Let's be truthful to ourselves. Each one of us. We walk close this morning. Did we read the dua? So this life of ghaflat if we don't read dua. وجی دوا میں ذکر دوا میں اطاعت دوا میں ذکر I'm wearing my clothes to thank Allah and also when are you going to come to thanking Allah when you make ذکر when you make ذکر therefore in the آیت کریمہ Allah سبحانہ وتعالی mentions first of ذکر then Allah تعالی says make شکر only when you've got ذکر in your life you will see the automatic نتیجہ of it you will start thanking Allah تعالی for every gift If when you haven't the dhikr, then you take things for granted. That's one. The other reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned dhikr before shukr, Hazrat Hakim Sahib mentions, that the reason that Allah has mentioned dhikr first and then shukr is because dhikr has got to do with the khaliq and shukr has got to do with the makhluk, the ni'mah that Allah ta'ala has given. In other words, dhikr has got to do with the mun'im, the one that gives. And Shukr has got to do with the ni'mat itself. So therefore the mun'im will always precede the ni'mat. So make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lazim natija, the compulsory outcome of making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one way of seeing that is your dhikr taking flavor or not, you will see that every ni'mat of Allah you will automatically make shukr. Every morsel of food, then you won't, tarheeb won't have to be given that you must make shukr when you're eating food. Because you have made sufficient dhikr in the morning that will propel you to make shukr of Allah for the rest of the day. And you haven't made dhikr, then you will see that you become totally ghafil, you become negligent of making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mukhtasar ye ke nisbat ka matlab dawa mein dhikr aur dawa mein itaat. اور تمام طاعت میں سب سے محتم بشان اطاعت نماز ہے and out of all the اطاعت and all the obedience the one of highest position is salat and even salat the purpose is the ذکر of Allah اقیم الصلاة لذکری establish salat for my remembrance so the most important of all obedience is salat جس کا اثر تمام برائیوں سے بچنا اور زندگی کا ہر شعبہ کوئی عبادت بنا دینا ہے and the effect of salat is such that it gives you the capacity the ability to stay away from every sin in every aspect of your life and it will not only will give you the potential but ہر عبادت ہر شعبہ کو عبادت بنا دیتا ہے it will make every aspect of your life into عبادت so the salat has this double benefit in a sense that one is it will save you from evil things and because you have trained yourself in obedience of thought of posture of many things in salat therefore it will give you the capacity of reforming the rest of your life and when you reform the rest of your life that will become ibadat and it has an effect for example Hazrat mentioned Azmar Abdul Misab that Wala Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali on one occasion told Qari Zahir Sahib who passed away also Rahmatullah Ali who was in the Markaz he had a very jovial sense of humor and very easy going temperament if anybody seen Qari Zahir Sahib he used to do the Kalguzari Nizamuddin after Maghrib Salat and it was a nice time to go and sit for the Kalguzari because he found the humorous side in everything and Aruzi etc. should listen to him and he should carry on every day with the Kalguzari But obviously after a heavy tashkil, you're the right temperament person. You're in a heavy sticker to bring you down to earth a bit. At the same time, because you're yearning for home, a bit of humor to just lighten the heart. So on one occasion, Qari Zahir was still very, very small, young. And he was in the Markaz. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali told him to go and fetch some water. So Qari Zahir went. And just to explain the water, probably it wasn't in the glass, as one of Dr. Misab says. It wasn't in the glass because when he went for the first time in Jawad to India, first he thought, you know, we can't sit with the foreigners, etc. Let me sit with the local people. So he said he went to the dastarkhan of the local people. And you see the soup, etc. Allahu Akbar. You wonder how you eat that. And it just comes in a tin. Like the jam tin we have,
and then it's just like watery type of thing, just a bread in you, dip it in you, eat. So it was at that time also when he was there, the tumblers and the utensils were just tin. So you can imagine that what glass or what utensil Qari Zahir must have brought. But anyway, when he was walking, he stumbled over. And the tumbler fell from his hand. So immediately Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that Qari, told him that Zahir, your Fajr Salat was not proper today. So he related his falling over to his Fajr Salat. To show that when your Salat is proper, then every aspect of your life will be proper. It cannot be that your Salat is perfect and there is deficiency in your Akhlaq. To that extent, there is deficiency in your Akhlaq, there is deficiency in your Salat. Therefore, أول ما يحسن للأب يوم القيامة الصلاة فإن صلحت صلحت سائر عمل. If your Salat is perfect, then all your remaining A'mal will be perfect. So whether it is a person's temper, whether it is all that is a direct reflection of your condition of your Salat. So therefore we can understand why work on your Salat. Because indeed there are so many aspects to work on. But if a person perfects his Salat, then every aspect of his life will become correct. And at the same time the other benefit is that one is that it will transform the rest of your life into ibadat. And it will give you the potential of staying away from sin. Inna salat tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. The salat has got, it has inherent in it the potential of saving yourself from sin. In the same way, if a person is reading salat and still sinning, that shows that that is an extent of defect that he has in his salat. If he perfects his salat, then he will not sin. So salat also produces huzuri outside. Therefore the Jamaat brothers say that we must bring our whole life on the sifat of Salat. It's totally correct. It is totally correct that perfect your Salat and your whole life will be governed thereafter. And if it is not been governed, that shows that there is deficiency in your Salat. If you still cannot look after your eyes, that means just you should be aware of how you look after your eyes in Salat. If you cannot govern your thoughts, you have bad gumani of people all the time, it is because your thoughts are not governed in Salat. Start learning to govern your thoughts in Salat, you'll get the potential of governing your thoughts outside Salat. Now, truly think, one is that Shaitan is changed in Ramadan, it's only our nafs that we have to worry about, but then do we still have so many evil thoughts? So what has to be worked on? Our Salat has to be worked on. And if we just for the 6 to 7 minutes can control our thought pattern, and one of the ways we can control our thought pattern again is through dhikr. It is virtually, I did not say impossible. I said it is virtually impossible to get concentration in Salat without making dawam e dhikr. But dhikr is such a thing that will control your thought. It's an exercise to control your thought. You have to be engaged in the thought of your musamma all the time, Allah Zat all the time. So it is a way of controlling and channeling your thought pattern. When that comes right, then Salat is only 5 minutes. It's very, very easy to control your thought. You will see it will become very easy. Then to reflect on the mazmoon and the mazameen and the subject matter becomes very easy. Because already now you have got within yourself the potential of controlling your thought. And it has become second nature because you've been carrying on doing it every day, every day. You have done this ritual and exercise of making zikr of Allah. So then Salat will become very, very easy. This is tafsir Quran wa hadith mein aayi hai. Isiliye, for this purpose, roze mahshar mein sabse awwal namaz hi ka hisab hoga. For this reason, the first thing to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah will be Salat. This perfection in Salat, inshallah, there will be no deficiency in any other awwal of yours. So each one reflect, we all have weaknesses. Not one, many. And this we should accept. Like many times a person says, not realizing the statement of pride, he is trying to say it in humility. I have this one shortcoming in my life. Oh wow, to meet you. If I met you before, I would have taken the at your hands. You've got only one shortcoming. We've got thousands and millions. One person, Hazrat Hakim sir was sitting with his driver in the car. So Hazrat seen some parishani on his face. It was here locally, South Africa. So Hazrat immediately picked up that this person is parishan. One was that they were going to a program, time was short. And now the next garage was at a great distance, was at a far distance. And now he's neither is showing empty. So I asked him, what's troubling you? So he said, I said, I got this one shortcoming. That I wait for the tank to go red empty before I fill it up. Many of us have got that habit. Till we don't see that yellow light or whatever color, then only we fill up. So I said, immediately change the whole thing. He says, okay, you've got one shortcoming, I've got many. Immediately he realized that the way of expression was incorrect. Not I've just got this one shortcoming in my life. This is one of the many millions of shortcomings I've got in my life. So the first thing, there will be a question on the day of Qiyamah. So the question was that we all reflect in our lives. And we all have shortcomings. And as we just acknowledge now, khata'un. We sin in abundance, not kabhi kabar, not at times. We sin in abundance. We are registered sinners in the sight of Allah. Kullu bani Adam khata'un. Wa khayru khata'in at-tawwabun. And the best of those that sin in abundance are those that make tawbah in abundance. So that we realize. Now, when we acknowledge that we are sinful, that shows that there is a deficiency in our salat. We haven't worked sufficiently on our salat as yet. نماز کے فضائل و اہمیت علماء اور مشایخ ہمیشہ سے تحریر فرماتے چلے آئے ہیں. As far as the virtues of salat is concerned and the importance of salat, علماء and مشایخ have written kitab on this from time immemorial. اور اس میں ہمارے حضرت شیخ رحمت اللہ علیہ کا بھی ایک رسالہ فضائل نماز بہت ہی مبارک اور مؤثر ہے. And in this, Sufi Iqbal is mentioning our Shaykh حضرت مولانا زکریہ صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ has also written a booklet فضائل salat, which is very very full of blessing and effective in the subject matter. اور نماز کے ظاہری مسائل کتب فقہ میں درج ہے. As far as the ظاہر مسائل, the outer مسائل of salat is concerned, they are in the kitab of fiqh. اور مختصر پر اردو میں رسالہ تعلیم الاسلام and in concise there is a booklet in the اردو language تعلیم الاسلام اور بیشتی زیور میں تمام ضروری مسائل کا بیان ہے. All the necessary مسائل are mentioned in there. So therefore we do the kitab. We start with Fazail of Salat, so that Hazrat Shaykh Hamdullah Ali's kitab, so that eagerness and the yearning can be created, and then how to channel that yearning through Masail, we do Beshti Zewar, and now the Ruh of Salat, as to how to get the Ruh of Salat, the Jaan of Salat, the life of Salat, the core of Salat, that is concentration and devotion, through Anwar of Salat. So this whole program is set, whether it is the Beshti Zewar, whether it is the Fazail kitab, whether it is Anwar of Salat, to perfect your Salat. So what does inshallah, we should try to implement the lessons daily, daily. Whatever we learn, immediately. Now what? The crux of today's dars and lesson was of dawam dhikr. To make dhikr daily. Already make intention. Like as it says, don't delay and say tomorrow. Or already now, while you are sitting, make intention as to what time you're going to take out. Okay, now in the khanka is very, very easy, mashallah, there's two slots for dhikr. But when you go home, make intention now already, when I'm going to make dhikr. And make it at such a time that is suitable. Not that everybody's takaza is there, you start with your tasbih, the wife says, where's the milk? Where's the bread? Make when all shops are closed. So, she can't send you anywhere. She can't send you anywhere. Make after fajr, hopefully the shops are closed in your area. Or make tahajjud time, she can't ask you anything at that time. So most likely she'll be asleep, so you'll be in total itminan and chain at that particular time. Make dhikr at that time. So there's nobody, a child asks you school homework, madrasa homework, what is the tajweed law, how you are making zikr like that. So completely free at a time when there is no other need, no other takaza. Just, it doesn't take long. The zikr that was prescribed to us, really, it is the one-tenth of the one-tenth of the zikr that was prescribed just previously. We just make 100 the word Allah, 100 times the word La ilaha illallah, the sentence La ilaha illallah. How long does it take? Roughly 10 to 11 minutes every day. That is what dua. And the ash'ar. What dua, ash'ar, and it takes 11 minutes. You can't free 11 minutes.
So inshallah, make intention inshallah. Every day, this 11 to 12 minutes, you will free at the time that we are at total ease and tranquility, and make the zikr of Allah. Inshallah, Allah ta'ala gives us tawfiq.